Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Good to be back with you. And I tell you what, I think we're getting some more of what we need. I'm talking about that water. I know that we have some floods. It almost seems like we go from one extreme to the other. Either we're feasting or famishing when it comes to water supplies. But it just seems that way. Parts of the country, they are definitely getting floods. Parts of the country, we are definitely having droughts. Parts of the world. And that's the thing about it. I do want you to be thinking globally, internationally. Now, this is what I mean when I say be thinking internationally. We start having situations in America. Flooding. Start asking yourself, okay, have I been hearing about floods in any other parts of the world? Drought in California or some other states of the Union. Ask yourself, have I heard recently in the last couple of months about droughts in any other parts of the world? And this is the reason I want you to be thinking about that. For one thing, I don't want us to be under the impression that the circumstances that we as Americans face when it comes to what's happening with nature are very different from what's happening in other parts of the world. Other parts of the world, sometimes they're getting just the right amount of rain, just like we are. Those of you who are listening from other states, from other cities within the state of Georgia, one of the things that the meteorologist was telling us just a few days ago was that we had a surplus of rain, 1.9 inches worth of surplus of rain, which isn't bad. Doesn't call for a whole lot of flooding. Certainly takes us away from drought conditions. 1.9 inches above, more than we really needed. Not bad. Can't complain about that. I know I used to complain about rain. When I was younger, oh, goodness. When I say younger, I mean, you know, like 10, 13, 15, 18. I didn't like the rain. But finally, I said, you know what? This is I was being unfair to the rain. So I said, I got to stop being like this. You got to stop being upset just because it's raining. And I changed my attitude. I'm cool with the rain now. But especially since I finally came to terms with the fact that no rain, no water. All these droughts and so many people in so many parts of the country have had to ration the watering of the lawns and all of that. And some of them worse than that. Having to be careful about when you're running the showers. And of course, many parts of the country, including in the South, it's being recommended that, you know, we pick certain times of the day to do certain tasks. A lot of our corporate executives and their engineers are coming up with appliances that are more energy efficient, washing machines that use less water but still clean our clothes. Many, many thanks to you all for that. I mean that our corporate executives and our engineers, everyone who has a role in that, coming up with more energy-efficient, water-efficient machines. Thank you very much. Looking out for our environment, saving us a little bit of money. Using less water, helping us have more water to use for drinking and showering and cooking with. It really pays to think about what's going on. And keep in mind now, got to keep up with what's happening around the world as well as in our country, as well as in our state, as well as in our county, as well as in our city. It is about local, state, national, and international. All connected. You think about what they're telling us about Africa and some of the other poorer nations of the world, where it's going to be so difficult for them to have the proper water that they need, which means more difficulty farming, etc. I'm telling you, can get very, very, shall we say, tricky. Now, I know that it can be tempting to conclude that if the water shortages are going to be severe way overseas somewhere, why do we have to be concerned about that? At some point, it's got to impact us. It has to. Whether we look at the impact that it'll have us, if we're watching on the news, people dying of thirst, people's health languishing because of dehydration. One of the smartest things that anyone in the world could do is make the decision to help as many people in the world be strong financially, so that we can continue to trade. Trade with people within our own countries, trade with people from around the world. Imports and exports. That concept goes such a long way in helping nations and helping individuals prosper. It's so, so wise for the Chinese and others to be making business inroads into various parts of Africa, to do business with the people of the various countries in Africa, helping them grow stronger financially, helping those countries grow stronger economically, so that they're able to become more self-sufficient as they go about the business of developing products and services that can be offered to people of their own countries as well as to people countries all around the world. It would be great to see someone begin to build viable automotive manufacturing services in parts of Africa, just like we have happening in many parts of Asia, Europe, America. It would be great for that to be happening in Africa, various countries in Africa. More and more inventions being created in Africa and sold all around the world, strengthening the economy of those African nations, prospering the peoples of those nations, and those people as a result having the ability to do business with other countries and all the world as a result growing stronger and stronger and stronger, because so many more people are prospering and are able to spread the wealth that the world has. Growing farms that produce rich crops. When I say rich, good food items that benefit people from various parts of the world. And there are some good things happening in Africa. If you ever get a chance, you watch networks like BBC and CNN that regularly feature some of the positive things taking place in Africa. It will be very encouraging for anyone who wants to know about some of the good things that are taking place in Africa. I know that there are definitely some negatives taking place in Africa, but name a country where there are no negatives taking place. Name one. So to say, well, they have problems with discord. They have problems with people battling each other. We have that in America. So I think we should go ahead and look at ways that we can do business with these countries. Their farms just becoming more and more productive as they irrigate and come up ways of producing great crops, great food items, beverages that can be used by so many people. And as a result, all the world benefits. But when the exact opposite is taking place and droughts are hitting the African nations even harder than they may be hitting many other countries of the world, it reduces the chances that the people of those nations can participate in trade that benefits the various parts of the world, the various countries, peoples of the countries they do business with. All that is reduced. And so then it becomes harder for other nations, including America, to do business. So many times people are looking for expansion, expansion, expansion. That's why so many corporate executives are excited about China. Yes, business is growing there, no doubt. But they have so many people there. And many of them steadily moving into the middle class. They have so many people who are able to spend money. And so a lot of corporate executives see China as a place to expand so that they can offer their products and services to more people, which means as those more people pay for their products and services, these companies make more money. Theoretically, that means they could, if they wanted to, hire more people, pay better salaries, etc., if they chose to do that. Can you imagine if that's happening all over the world, expanding into China, expanding into various countries in Africa, expanding into more countries in Europe, more countries in South America? Not the way that has happened so much over the decades where jobs are just sent to these other countries. Many of our corporate executives are sending jobs to these other countries and taking jobs away from Americans as a result. I don't mean like that. I mean truly expanding, not transferring jobs, but expanding business. It usually turns out to be a win-win. Well, stay with me. When we come back, I want you to take a look with me. We'll start the conversation today and we'll continue it on Saturday. It has to do with the pros and cons of vaccinations. What are your thoughts about that? Should we be vaccinating our children? Or do we need to pull back from those vaccinations? And maybe as a result, keep our children healthier, safer. Let's begin to take a look at that pro-con discussion when I come back.